The Gemara 9 Zion brings a machlokes of Rishiva and Rav Yehuda about Tzitz Meratza. The Gemara is in the middle of the daf. The Gemara says, "Savrua de l'kuli amatuma t'chuyi b'tzibur." The Bnei Yeshiva held that tuma is the chuyi b'tzibur. Ubayi tzitz l'ratzis, and you need to have the tzitz should be meratza. As you know, there's a difference between hutra and hutcha. Hutra means it's heter gomer. Tchuya means that it's still an yisr, but something takes precedence over it. So the Gemara says that if you hold that tuma is only tchuya b'tzibur, obviously if the whole klai yisr was tamei, you're allowed to bring a korban tzibur. There's no halacha. There's halacha that you're allowed to bring a korban b'tzibur. But the Gemara says that if you hold the tumah as tchuya b'tzibur, you have to have the tzitz to be maratza. Because the Torah says that the tzitz which is on the forehead of the kohen gadol is maratza. We'll take a look at the pesukim momentarily. Akoponim, so the Gemara says, and it says it has to be maratza. The lake tana de shamit lay the omar tuma hutra b'tzibur el Rav Yehuda, because the only one who holds that the tzitz that it's hutra, that the tuma hutra b'tzibur is Rav Yehuda. So then the Gemara goes into a question of how you learn a pasuk in Parshas Tetzaveh. Want to give you? Let's read the pasuk inside. So the Torah tells us that a person has to put on the kohen gadol has to wear a tzitz. So it's very important that we know the pesukim in order to understand what Rabbi Zalman is saying later. So I'm going to read you the pesukim anyway, because we have to know them. So the pasuk says like this: You should make a tzitz. It says a pasuk lamed above in tzitzave, and then it says you should put on a tefil techelus. And then the pasuk there says v'haya al meitach aharon. It should be on Aharon's forehead. The nasa aharon es avoin hakodeshim. And Aharon will bear the aveira of kachim asher yaktishu b'nei Yisrael. So it says clearly the tzitz is coming to bear the aveira. That's the first thing it says. Now there's a shaila how to read the pasuk, because the pasuk says l'chol matnas. The end of the pasuk says v'haya al mitzchay tamid l'ratzayin lahem l'fnei Hashem. So there's a machlekes here between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. How do we read the word tamid? Does the pasuk say v'haya al mitzchay tamid, that it has to always be on his forehead, l'ratzayin lahem l'fnei Hashem, and that will make the korban accepted to Hashem? So does the tamid go with v'haya al mitzchay, or is it v'haya al mitzchay? It should be on his forehead, whenever it is on his forehead. Tamid l'ratzayin lahem l'fnei Hashem, but it always will make a ratzayin for Hashem for the korbanos. So that's the Rashi and Chumash brings this. This is a machlokes here, Rehudah Reb Shimon, and so if you hold that if you hold that tumah is the chuyah b'tzibur, and you need to have the tzitz, then you've got a problem on Yom Kippurim where the kohen gadol doesn't wear tzitz all the time, because sometimes he just wears the arba b'kadim. So then you're going to have to hold that the tzitz is maratza even if it's not on your forehead. Because you need a tzitz. If you hold tumah tchuyah b'tzibur, you need to have a tzitz. So when do you have a tzitz? You're going to have to hold the tzitz is maratza even if it's not on the kohen's forehead. But if you hold tumah is hutra b'tzibur, then korban tzibur, which is tamei on Yom Kippur, doesn't need to have the tzitz. So you don't have to hold the tzitz. It's always maratza when the tzitz is not on his head. There's still being a ratzon because the tumah is hutra b'tzibur. I'll go upon him. The first thing that it says here in the Gemara is that if you hold that tumah is the chuyah b'tzibur, you need to have the tzitz to be maratza. So we know that the tzitz is maratza and avoyin kodeshim. So there's a shaila whether it's maratza if it's on your forehead or even if it's not on your forehead. But the Gemara clearly states that if you hold the tumah is only chuyah b'tzibur.
Behind your beard, you don't have it.
Won't work? Okay. What?
Why have to have a beard?
I know, this is for. Should work. Does this work? Do you hear it? Okay, that's good, right? Right, okay. So, just gets a little bit too... Okay, that's good. All right. So anyway, Al-Kopanim, in the Gemara, it says that if you hold the Tumah, the Tuchuyi, the Tzibur, you need to have the Tzitzit to be Merat. If you don't have the Tzitzit to be Merat, it's not going to work. Now, the Emerson, you have to listen very carefully to the Pesukim, because then you can understand what I'm going to tell you over for Mr. Zalman. The Pesuk says like this, V'hoya al-Metzach aharoin, v'nosta aharoin et avoin ha-kodoshim. And aharoin, by wearing the Tzitzit, will bear the iniquity of the avoin ha-kodoshim. So here the Gemara in the Nochus Darshins, avoin ha-kodoshim, v'loi avoin ha-mekadoshim. The Tzitzit could only bear the iniquity of the korban, the kodeshim, but not of the people that were makdishim. That's a drasha, two places in Chazal, two places in the Gemara brings this drasha, that the tzitz is not meratza al aguf. It's only meratza on a korban, which is tamei, or the dam, which is tamei, all the things you have to be makriv, but it's not meratza on a person who's tamei. That's the definition of Emerson later on Daf Pei. If a person brings a carbon pesach, and he brings it, and he didn't realize it was tamei, so the tzitz is meratza, he doesn't have to bring another carbon pesach on Pesach Sheni. But if he was tamei, if he himself was tamei, the Mishnah says mepurish and dafei on the days in the Mishnah, so the tzitz is not meratza al tumas aguf, so therefore he'll have to bring another carbon. It's not meratza al tumas aguf. So lemaisa, we're going to discuss that in a second. Okay, now there's a very interesting Rashi in the Sugya and Dafai Zayin. I don't know if you caught the Rashi. When it says that the tzitz is meratza and Dafai Zayin, there's a little Rashi. Bein sheyeshna al mitzchon. Whether it's on his forehead or it's not on his forehead. So Rashi says a very interesting Rashi. Rashi says bein sheyeshna al mitzchon. Bishah sheira tuma bekarbanas. Rashi says that the tzitz is meratza when the tuma happened on the carbon. So this Rashi is mamash apliya. I mean, when you talk about tzitz meratza, you never talk about when it became tamei. You talk about when the person was makrivit the tuma. When he brought the carbon, what's an afkamina when it became tamei? It became tamei 5 days ago. And then the person brings the carbon. That's what the problem is. So I saw that Liashim Shtel's behind this, and Rav Shlomo Zalman, we have these two. They both are this Rashi's mamash apliya. What is Rashi talking about? The Rashi says, but they already spoke about this Rashi before. I found early Achrayim that also speak about this Rashi. But this Rashi is a very strange Rashi. The Rashi says, I don't know why Rashi has to say it over here in the sugya. Why? That's another question. Why do we mean Tzitz Meratza is a sugya in Gan Shas? So why over here does Rashi tell us of all places that when it's on his forehead, it's according to the Mandoma that holds that the tzitz is meratza only when it's on his forehead. So Rashi says whether it's on his forehead or whether it's not. Well, but when does it have to be on his forehead if you hold it? B'shah she'ira tuma b'karbanis. The time when the carbon became tamei. I mean, what does that have to do with tzitz meratza? When the carbon becomes tamei, nobody needs any ritzui. Nobody needs any ritzui. It's only when you bring it on his back when you did an aveira. Mind you, the Mishnah Makkah says that there's two lavim in the Torah. One is to eat kachim, which is tamei, and one is to eat kachim when you are tamei. And the same thing is true by a krovitz karbon. There's two lavim. There's one lav to bring a karbon, which is tamei, and there's another iser for you who are tamei to bring a karbon. It's two separate aveiras. But in any case, this one is b'shashi iratum of a karbonis. Rashi says that the tzitz has to be meratza at the time that the karbon became tamei. So I don't have a really good shot in Rashi, but I just thought I would share with you something which Mr. Zalman says, which is mamish gebaltik and sefer Evan Ozel. And in yeshiva, you say it makes it a little bit leichter. It makes it a little bit more easier to understand Rashi, although it doesn't become explained. But conceptually, the tzitz should be meratza when there's no aveira. Just on no aveira. I mean, nothing. No one did anything wrong. The carbon got tamei. It could have gotten tamei by accident. It doesn't make a difference why the tamei. Why would you need to be tzitz to be meratza then? That's not when you would need a tzitzit being ratzel. What's Rashi talking about? So I saw the Shtikl Torah from Mr. Zalman to answer it according to the Rambam. What it says, the Kashi, the Tosfos asks, he says why the Rambam wouldn't hold that shver, and the way he explains it, it comes out as a very interesting thing. There's a Tosfos over here. The Tosfos Divrei Amasvel. So Tyson has a kasha at the end of Tyson. Tema Luri. Three has a kasha. Tema Luri. The Bishmait and Mashma, in our Gemara, it's Mashma. The Laman Domar Tuma Dechuya. According to the Mandomar, it's Tuma Dechuya. Eina Dechuya, Ella Al Yedei Ritzitzit. It's mashma that you can't say tumas dechuya b'tzibur. You cannot say that you can bring the carbon; it'll be kosher unless you have ritzui tzitz. And that's why the Gemara says that mandomer is going to have to hold that the mandomer holds tumas dechuya b'tzibur is going to have to hold that the tzitz is maratza even when it's not on the forehead of the kohen. Because what are you going to do on Yom Kippurim? So lemaisa, it seems from the Gemara that the two things are interdependent on one another. Correct, Tosfos Akasha, Ramai, Artuma, De Gavra, De Dechuya, B'tzibur. You find that if a person is Tamei, if Gantz, if whole Klal Yisrael is Tamei, it's Deicha, we do find a din of Tumas, Dechuya, B'tzibur. Even though we know that the tzitz cannot be meratza tumas aguf, as I told you and I pointed out in the pasuk, the Gemara darshens it in two places. He brings the Gemara over here in the Mishnah that Peima based on Bemisim. It's the Gemara Menachas Daf Chotei. It says Venasa Aharon es Avoyin Hakodoshim, and Chazal darshen es Avoyin Hakodoshim v'loyes Avoyin Hamakdishim. So it's a Bafusha pasuk, two places in Shas, the tzitz is not meratza on the avoin of the tumas aguf. So if it's not meratza on the avoin of tumas aguf, so how is it possible to say that tumah dechuyah b'tzibur is dependent on the tzitz, like it's mashma in our sugya? How could you say that it's dependent on the sugya on the tzitz if we hold the man damer who holds tumah dechuyah b'tzibur? You could also, if the carbon, if the tzibur is tumah, they could bring a carbon. But there's no tzitz. It's clear there's no tzitz. So that's a kasha that Tosfos remains with the Tzarechim. And our sugi, it's mashma clearly that if you hold tumah is the chuya b'tzibur, you need to have the tzitz. In Gan Shas, even the mandomer who holds tumah the chuya b'tzibur also holds it a tzibur when everybody's stomach can bring a carbon. And the Gemara says clearly that tzitz is not meratza and tumas aguf. So how do you put all those three together? It doesn't go. It's very. How can you look at me? It's very posh. You get it? It's a very posh kasha. It's a tzarechi. Tosfos remains the tzarechi. How do those three things work together? See how much time I have to explain it. Just say the kasha again. You get Tosfos kasha. You get Tosfos kasha. It does it. In our Gemara, our Gemara states clearly, very clearly, that if you hold tuma is the chuya b'tzibur, you need to have ritzitzit. As a matter of fact, you need to have it. So you have to say that the Gemara says that, and therefore you were forced into the position to say that the tzitz is maratza, even when it's not on the forehead. The Kohen Gadol, because the kippur wasn't always on his forehead. So even when it's not on the forehead, because if you hold tuma is the chuya b'tzibur, you must have ritzitzit. Everybody knows that if you hold tuma is the chuya b'tzibur, even if the Klal Yisrael is tummy, the people are tummy, you're allowed to bring the carbon. But we also have a few places in Shas where it says that the tzitz is not maratza on tumas aguf. So it's Lunasa Avoyin HaKadoshim V'Loya Mugdoshim V'Loya Magdishim. So how in the world do you put this together? So Tosfos remains with the Tzarechim. Devin Ezra brings a Rambam where the Rambam clearly is mashma. The Lashon of the Rambam is clearly mashma that the tzitz is meratza. When tumas hutra b'tzibur, the tzitz is being meratza on the tzibur that are tamei also. So how does the Rambam shtim with the Gemara? That's the Devin Ozel wants. Now Devin Ozel's got about 15 pages on ritzui tzitz. It's like it's not shy. But the lashon of the Rambam is v'chein ha'tzitz meratza al tumas dvarim hakreivim. The tzitz is meratzah and the tumah of things which are sacrificed, which are brought. Shinamar, v'hoyal metzach haharon benosa es avayin ha-kodeshim. Avol eina meratzah al tumas ha-me'acholim, it's not meratzah on things which are eaten, v'loy al tumas ha-odam, shenitma v'tumah yidua, and not on a person. Then the Rambam says, Elohim came in less, hoysa ha-tumah ha-duchuya b'tzibur sh'atzitz meratzah ha-leha. But if it's tumah which is tchuya b'tzibur, then the tzitz is meratzah. So the Rambam seems to be saying, sort of, that the tzitz cannot be meratzah tumas aguf, but by a korban tzibur it is meratzah tumas aguf. So, how does the Rambam divide the tzitz meratzah like this? How does he do that? How does he divide it up? And the tzitz is not meratzah tumas aguf. All of a sudden he says that if it's tumas tchuyim tzibur, it's meratzah on the person also. Which is his kasha. So he just says it is. But it is, but the Gemara says not like that.
His kasha is a different one. There's a difference between a yachin and a tzibur.
Okay, so the Avinazel says a gavalt to the lumbish thing. So the Avinazel says like this. I think I have enough time to explain it. Shimmy, I think I have enough time to explain it. Let me try to explain it. So the Avinazel says like this. Whenever you bring a carbon to Tumah, there's two issues, and either one of the issues could make the carbon possible. First of all, there's an issue that you're not allowed to bring a carbon which is tameh, and a person who's tameh is not allowed to bring a carbon. That is a din in carbon. That's a din in that kovas by carbon. There's a way that a carbon has to be brought. It has to be brought to tahara. It has to be brought to tahara means to say that the carbon has to be tahar and the makrib has to be tahar. That's one thing. Then there's another thing that you're not allowed to do in Aveira when you bring a carbon. If you're doing an Aveira when you bring a carbon, so the carbon's not going to be kosher either, because it's like a mitzvah above Aveira. So when you bring a carbon which is tameh, there's also an Aveira of being makrib of a carbon which is tameh. And when you bring a carbon and you are tameh, there's also an Aveira that you are tameh. So all of these things, when you bring a carbon which is tameh, there's two things to which you could make it possible. And when you bring a carbon and you are tameh, there's two things that could make it possible. What could make it possible is the fact that you are doing an Aveira. Either you're being makrib of a carbon which is tameh, or you're being makrib of you are tameh. You're not allowed to do that. And number two, in the dinim of a carbon is not allowed to be brought when it's tumah, not because it's usher, because that's not the way a carbon is supposed to be brought. It's mechalal es hakodshim. And if the person who's the kohen who's makavit is tumah, he's also mechalal es hakodshim. But it's got nothing to do with the aveir shabbat. That's one of the halachas in an akrovas of carbon. So now, in the psukim, the Mr. Zalman says there's two psukim. There's two psukim. If you read those pasuk again, the pasuk says two things. So Mrs. Zalman says the pasuk is saying that the tzitz could be meratzah on the korban, meaning to say on the dinei ha-korban. The korban was brought in a way which is mechulal, and the tzitz could make up for that. And the pasuk also says that it takes care of an aveira. The person, the Aveira. This is how it says like this. The Aveira, taking care of the Aveira, that's where the Pasuk says that it's only Avayin HaKadoshim V'loy Avayin HaMakdishim. Because it says, V'nasa Avayin HaKadoshim. Avayin HaKadoshim doesn't mean the Chilul HaKadosh. It means, when you bring the carbon, you did an Aveira. So if the Aveira was that the carbon was Tameh, the Torah will be Mechaper on that Aveira. If the Aveira was that you were Tameh, the Torah is not going to be Mechaper on that. And that's where that Drosh is Chazal. Is when it talks about the avoyin, when it talks about the aveira of bringing the carbon betumah, that's where it says the nasa aharoin es avoyin al kadoshim, and that's when the chazal make the v'hoyal metzach aharon the nasa aharon es avoyin al kadoshim. So that's when there's a gzeris hakasuv a mute two places in shas that as far as the aveira is concerned, when a person a claim is makar of a carbon, yes, he does an aveira. The carbon is tameh. You can't be makar of an avish tameh. Or you are tameh. You can't bring a carbon when you are tameh. Now that has the capacity to make a carbon puzzle. Just the fact that you did an Aveira. So you need to have tzitzit to be Miratza on that. So tzitzit is not Miratza if the Aveira is that you were Tomei and you brought it. But, one second. But, as far as the criterion of a carbon, that a carbon has to be brought to Tahara, meaning to say that a carbon has a criterion that it cannot be tummy otherwise mechulu, or the makrib cannot be tummy. That's not an avay. That's a din in the carbon. So therefore, if the chilul of the carbon is that a person was tummy, the tits will take care of that. That's the only problem. It says that's the second part of the pasuk. The second part of the pasuk says, "V'ha'ya al mitzvay tamid l'ratzayin lemus me'ashem." L'ratzayin means that the carbon is accepted by Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's independent of the aveira. There's two problems here. There's a problem that the kohen who was tamei, or the carbon was tamei when he brought it, was aveira and aveira. And then there's a criterion of kachim. The kachim, a carbon is mechulal if it's tamei and you bring it, or it's mechulal if the kohen which is makir was tamei. That's got nothing to do with the aveira. What? Say that again. If it's not meratza on the avayin, it's not going to be good for the other reason. In other words, there's two reasons why a carbon could be possible. It could be possible either because it's mechulul, or it could be possible because you did an aveira. Either one is going to pass. So that's what this is all mechadish. Because mechadish is that if a yachid brings a carbon, so he's doing an aveira. He's doing an aveira because he's tum and he's being makkav the carbon. The tzitz cannot take care of that. So the carbon will be possible because he did an aveira. Now, as far as the din kachim is concerned, the tzitz is meratza on the fact that the carbon was brought by someone who's tumay, but he did an aveira, so it's going to be possible anyway. But you need to have that reason. Now, by a carbon tzibur, there's no aveira because tumah is the chuyah b'tzibur. So since there's no aveira, so you're left with the problem that the person who was makrivit was tumay, and that's machalalas akachin. So that's the Rambam holds. The tzitz is meratz. In other words, the gzeiros akosim that we have in Chazal, that the tzitz is not meratz for a person who's makrivit betumah, that means on his aveira. But as far as the dinim of the carbon that come out of his aveira, then about it, there's the tzitz. The tzitz is meratz on all the problems that the carbon has, as long as it's not your aveira. If it's your aveira, then there's no ritzi on that. There's no ritzi.
Collective aveira is not
the what? But it is meratza on the avon, but that's the chiddush. If the aveira that I did is that I was a makir of a carbon that was tummy, it is makir. It is merchaper on that avon. Because the pasuk says, v'nosez avoyin hakadoshim. So avoyin hakadoshim means the aveira that I did by being makir of a carbon, which is kadosh, the tzitz will be meratza. So if a yachid brings a carbon, so he did an aveira. So the tzitz is meratza, that's the first pasuk. But it's only meratza on the aveira if you were makiv a carbon that was tummy, not if you were tummy. That's the there's a custom. V'nasa aharon es avayna kadoshim, es avayna kadoshim v'leis avayna mukdashim. But as far as the criterion of the carbon of being mechulul or not, that's included in the pasuk of tamid l'ratzon lehem lefnei Hashem, and that's universal. That's everything that happens to a carbon that takes care of it.
Why isn't it a paradigm tibur? Why is that?
Because tibur is from a tibur. Tumah is the chuyah b'tzibur, so he doesn't have an aveira. So the reason why, where does the tzitz meratza come in? Because besides the aveira, there's a criteria of the karma that it can't be brought by someone who's tamei without the aveira. That's independent of the aveira. So for that, you have to have tzitz meratza and a karma tzibur. That's how you learn pshat in the Rambam. Asher, okay, like this. So that's how he answers Tosfos Kashya according to the Rambam. Hashem Kane, just like the kash that we had on Rashi, how could there be a din of tzitz meratza before your makrivit? So I'm not answering the Rashi, I'm just making it a little bit easier to understand. It comes out of Kunch of Bissim Zalman, the way he learns Pshat in the Rambam. The din of tzitz meratza has got nothing to do with the Isser HaKrav. The aveira, you could have a hechatim. So the tzitz is not meratza on the aveira. All it's meratza is the fact that the carbon was brought in a way that it was mechulal, so that has to be taken care of, but you still have an aveira. So you see that tits maratza is independent of the aveira. Since it's independent of the aveira, you could already hear a little bit that maybe the tits maratza, when it becomes tamei, the tits already says, this is a tumah that we're going to be machshir. Because it's got nothing to do with the hakrava, because that's exactly what it said. There's a stipulation with the tits maratza that it's not always maratza on the aveira the person is machshir. So it's not only, it's not negating the hakrava, it's negating the carbon itself. So you could understand that you could maybe have tits maratza before you even get to the maisa aveira, just because the tumah should be. Yeah.
We need 5 hours for that one.